Commercial Gear.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Thomason.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Okay.
Good morning, this is Tom.
Hey Tom, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thanks. I'm actually just following up with you. I don't know if you recall, we spoke in the beginning of the year. It was actually quite brief, but you wanted me to give you a call back in about 4 months. I guess there was, last we spoke, you mentioned possibly bringing on some new equipment for the office there. Didn't know if you've done that or if you're still planning on it.
No, that's been put off again. Yeah.
Oh, it's been put off. Okay. Is there a certain time of the year that you might want to do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you want to give me a call back and the end of the fall or something like that, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, because I know are you guys going to try to take advantage of a 179 on the tax return there and try to get a write off or?
Well, I mean, it's a possibility. I don't think I have to worry about it this year.
Okay. All right. Well, I know, usually towards the end of the year, it gets pretty crazy. Business owners trying to take advantage of that. What are you possibly thinking about if you did bring some
equipment, right?
Yeah, equipment. Is there anything in particular you were looking at if you did bring something on?
Well, live tool lathe, a turn mill.
Okay.
But that's something that we've been wanting to do, and, business just hasn't gotten that good where we can make that move. So,
okay.
Still looking down the road a ways.
You think if you brought it on, it would help business?
Most likely.
I mean, so is it not worth the investment? Right? How much does something like that cost?
Well, I mean, you're talking about $150,000.
Okay. And what type of return do you think you could get on that?
it's pretty hard for me to say.
Yeah.
Over the 5 years, that's how we have to kind of look at buying equipment around here. And it's been a while. Long story.
Anyway. Yeah, no, I totally understand. You guys, business-wise, you said you're doing not that good this year?
Yeah, that would be about the case. Could be a break. Yeah.
You think it's because of the election, or it's just...
Yeah, that's probably part of it. I'm pretty sure the whole... I've seen it a number of times now. When it's election year, everything kind of slows down. And
yeah.
We don't have an incumbent president this year. And quite frankly, the choices we got aren't all that good.
I agree. I've noticed that, too. Every time election year, it's just everybody's really hesitant on... what they're going to do just because they don't know, what's going to happen. So I do understand that. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call back towards the end of fall. Just touch base with you. And, if something comes up, I'll shoot you an email. So if you need me, my contact info is there. Besides equipment, I do also have you guys pre-approved for some capital, working capital for your business. If you guys are looking to expand or if you're ever in a tough spot, we can definitely help you out with that.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, give me an email.
I will. I appreciate your time there, Tom, and I hope business picks up for you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thanks, bye.